Good evening. Welcome to The Blues. I'm Lee Hay. On tonight's show, we're going to hear from Leroy Ellington and two of his band members from Sacred Hearts, Marco Sastry and Charlie Fletcher. They recently came into the studio and talked with Brian O'Donnell about their new Sanctified CD. After that, we'll hear from Delbert McClinton, Marsha Ball, Ray Charles, and the last set, Irma Thomas, Johnny Adams, Derek Trucks, and Susan Tedeschi, and Terrence Blanchard on The Blues.
Leroy, how did this whole project come together?
Well, I started getting back into playing some blues music about 2010, and I kind of struggled my way through personnel, trying to find the right formula of players. And then really sort of by happenstance, some of it through, honestly, the aging process. As we've all gotten older, there's less demand for work for us. So by virtue of everyone having more availability than they had before, we were able to collaborate and get, you know, had the time to collaborate and get together where in the past it wouldn't have been an option for us. So it started off by I needed a guitar player on some things, and Marcos and I talked. He was able to come on board and do some shows with us. And then there was an opportunity to make a change for our keyboard player. Charlie was the first guy we thought of, and he came on board, and it just felt right from the very beginning.
Well, lucky you.
Yeah, no kidding.
Marcos, you end up producing or co-producing?
Yes.
And who did you round up for this?
We used basically our band, the band, the Sacred Hearts, that band. And it was good because, you know, we had all strong, you know, all people that enjoy playing and all people suited for this project. So it worked out great.
Yeah, we rotated in some different drummers. We used Bam Powell, Teddy Wilburn, and Chris Arducer. We were kind of weak in the percussion area.
Lightweights,
yeah. Very good.
Holy smoke. And you've been playing out live here and there, and you got another show coming up this coming Thursday night.
Yes, we'll be at the Southgate Revival House in support of Walter Trout, who's a legendary blues guy. Just got back off of the Joe Bonamassa blues cruise, working with people like Paul Schaefer and Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Noah Hunt. And so Walter is a legendary blues guitar slinger. So we're looking forward to that show.
Charlie, how do you feel you're fitting in here?
You know, it's just been great. The band, they hold their own. Everyone just plays hard. And Leroy just wrote some great songs, really dug in. And then he let the songs go, let the band come in and do some work with it and move it around and put a different character on a few things. And I'm happy to be here. I mean, what fun.
It's a great sounding record. It's a good feeling record.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's driving down the road, smiling and gradually turning it up a little bit more.
It was made old school, everybody in the same room, a couple of tunes a day.
7 or 8 months.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I had basic ideas for the songs. I sent out like a demo recording of what my vision was. And then to be honest with you, we sort of arranged them in the studio live. Everybody said, hey, how about this? You know, and everybody was a crucial part. I could probably go down each tune and say, oh, that's the tune that Charlie had the idea for this or this, or Marcos had this idea, or Bam, or whoever it was. And so it was a real collaborative effort.
True collaboration.
And everybody just saying, hey, let's make a great song.
So, another hot guitar player is Max Guys.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not
bad
really
at all.
Adds a lot to it. Let's listen to something. I'm kind of going towards a family thing. I love that song. So if we can hear some of that right there, we'll talk a little bit more.
One another, and don't forget to say I love you to your brother and sister every day. Regardless of your color, inside we're all the same. Let's bring the world together, eliminate the pain. Running through your veins, we need each other every day. It's a family thing,
family thing,
family thing,
family thing.
family pain. If you're living in the darkness, look into the light. Deeds won't go unnoticed. Rewards are in your sight. Feel free to set high standards. Live each moment through. Blessings from above come abundantly to you. It's in your blood, running through your veins. We need each other every day.
Listen, people, this world's got to do a lot better than what we're doing right now. We need to learn to love one another a little bit better than what we're doing right now. Sing with me if you would. It's a family thing.
Family thing.
It's a family thing.
Family thing.
It's a family thing. It's in your blood, running through your veins. We need each other every day. Be good to one another now. Don't forget to say, I love you to your brother now, now. Sister, every day. No matter what your color now, it's time to all the same. Let's bring the world together now, now. Lord, let's eliminate the pain.
That's Family Thing, and that's from Sanctified. It's Leroy Ellington's Sacred Hearts. And we're chatting with Leroy, with Marco Sastry, and with Charlie Fletcher. Do you guys have a favorite on the record?
It's funny, because what I thought everybody would love, of course, that's not what they're playing. It's always like that, you know. I liked Keep Moving On, some of the up-tempo stuff pretty much, and I got a lot of favorites on the record.
It's I'm the same way. I go through different stages.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, with each playing, I find something else. And, that's
right.
That's hot. That's good.
Something that really struck me differently, and I got this from Max Guys, actually. We were in the studio one day, and some of these songs are songs that are important to me. I wrote the stories. Let's Make Love is a song I wrote about watching the 1968 race riots from my front porch. Mm-hmm. And I told Max, I jokingly said something about, I don't know if anybody cares to hear these stories about my life. But we were standing at the studio, and he goes, I don't know. I think you can't really go wrong by being sincere with your messages. I really took that to heart. And so a lot of those songs on there are songs that are of some significance to me. And What Would You Do is a song. Ask the listener what sort of philosophically, what would you do if you found out today was your last day? Mm-hmm. You got 24 hours to figure it out. What would you do if you found out tomorrow was your wife's last day? And then finally, in the last verse, I say what I would do if I found out. And so I don't have a favorite. There's a song on there about missing my mom and dad.
Until we meet again.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people can relate to that. You know, It's just, that's my story. And I think that a lot of people can probably wrap their mind around that as it pertains to their life.
And it's getting some play around, isn't it?
Yeah. It was in Roots Music Report this week, debuted at number 41 in the top 50. And the first song debuted at number 8, Good Time Blues. And we're playing all over the world.
How'd you get it out there?
Well, I'm working with a PR firm out of Nashville, Tennessee, the Galaxy Agency. Gina Hughes is our manager and handles our PR for us and working on radio distribution worldwide. And I'm very happy with the results. The album officially hit the streets on February the 23rd. We're on several syndicated radio shows worldwide. And I couldn't be any happier that we, you know, broke the top 50 in our debut. And we're pushing hard. We're intensifying our efforts on our end to try to push it up the charts to get more play.
Where's the record available locally?
Locally, I don't have it in any stores right now. I should make that happen. I haven't done that. Mostly at our performances. And of course, it's available on all streaming sources. But I will make arrangements to get it into everybody's records.
Shake it.
And
I bet you have a heck of a time playing live. Good time?
Oh, yeah. Like for me, Max is there, so I can't take a night off, that's for sure. He'll burn me. He'll flat me out. So that everybody gets excited. And the guy we're playing with now, the drummer, Sean Ellsberg, very nice job. He's really good. And I'd also like to mention, we got great service from the engineer, Phil Combs, did a great job with this record.
He was great.
You know, live, talking about live, Max and Marcos are such different players in the way they bounce off of each other. Anything can happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun.
There's a lot of spontaneity. Yeah, we play our arrangements, but anytime, like Charlie said, anything can happen. I think it's important to mention, too, one constant that's been there since the beginning of when I started writing these songs was our bass player, Mike Grosser. He's one of those powerhouse bass players that just, I don't know how to describe it.
He plays the correct note.
He plays the groove.
And the groove doesn't overplay. You know, he understands what a bass guitar is.
And if we have a back line, his favorite line is, I'm going to blow this up.
I like that. And does.
it's just pure thunder coming from him back there. And he's just really driving the low end. And he's also had a great impact on how the tunes were produced and the arrangements. I think on Doghouse, he was the guy that kind of came up with the way that groove got set up. And again, it was really spontaneous in the studio. It sort of just happened. Somebody said, hey, let's try this. And it was different than I really envisioned doing the album from the standpoint that I anticipated having a bunch of rehearsals, learning these tunes, and then going in and laying down the rhythm tracks.
More like Beatles. Mm-hmm. Structure.
Yeah.
Everybody gets in the room. Hey, lads, let's try this. Let's do this, you know. And then you're off, you know, as opposed to get a drum track. I don't think I can record like that anymore, guys. Yeah. Get a drum track, get a bass part. Oh, it's torturous. So this is fun.
We didn't beat the tracks up. We just let them lay there and just get a good performance and let it go.
One of the efforts that I didn't quite understand right at first was giving the song some space. Even though it's a 6-piece ensemble, there's some of those tunes. Doghouse is a good example where it's open. Like there's not a lot of clutter. That was honestly the result of getting in the studio with, you know, I was really lucky. I get to go in the studio with guys that are sort of my local mentors and heroes and pull together my songs. So, yeah, I had an idea for the songs, and then I just said, all right, what do you guys think? And everybody said what they thought, and we pulled it together, and we tried stuff, and we said, that's not it. That's not working.
But then when it hits. This.
And then when it hits, like, everybody knows. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think we had a whole lot of things happen in the studio that – everybody said, I don't really like that part. I think when we landed on it, everybody kind of felt it. And some of the things that are on the record are what was the scratch. What Would You Do, I think, is almost an all-scratch vocal.
You mean first take?
Yeah, it was just like the very first take vocal. And then there's some guitar stuff that Marcos and Max both did that were like, we just did it in the first take. And we figured we'd go back and, you know, make adjustments. And they just stuck. They were good.
No need, yeah.
Yeah, so... yeah.
Excellent. It's called Sanctified. It's brand new. It's awfully good. It's Leroy Ellington's Sacred Heart. We've been visiting with Leroy, with Charlie Fletcher, with Marco Sastry, and always good to catch up, fellas.
Good seeing you, Brian.
Good seeing you, man.
And pray, spend all your money. regret the things you didn't say? Would you fight with all your might? 'Cause all you wanna do is stay. What would you do? God, what would you do? What if you knew your love was gone away? Forgive them for hurting you. Be sure their soul is saved. Ask for all their money. So many bills to pay. Hold them in your arms. Say the things you need to say. Beg them not to go. You do, God, what would you do?
And that was Leroy Ellington's Sacred Hearts Band with What Would You Do from their new release, Sanctified. We also heard Family Thing from that release earlier in the interview. They'll be in concert with Walter Trout at Southgate House Revival Thursday night, April 25th. Should be a hot evening for the blues. Their interview with Brian O'Donnell will air again tomorrow night at 7 on Around Cincinnati. This is The Blues on 91.7.
To know why I love him, I love him so. Listen to me, please. I tell you, no lie, I'll stay with him. Smith.
because you know I have a very good life. Well, he treats me like a queen, this I know. That love is powerful and what everybody needs.
thanking you for giving it to me. There's a certain way that you say I love you, make me wanna lay down my life for you. You change my outlook on life and love. When it comes to you, I just cannot get enough of you, girl. I just want this one thing understood. All I want to do is make you feel good. You've been so doggone good to me, I say, that I love you more than I ever have. I want to thank you, baby.
Said I wanna thank you, baby,
for what you've done.
I Love You More Than I Ever Have, a song written by Billy Osborne and performed by Ray Charles. Before that, Marsha Ball, He's the One. We also heard from Delbert McClinton, My Baby's Lovin'. This is The Blues on 91.7.
Thank you.
Got a room. I've got a room with a view. I've got a room. I said, I've got a room with a view. No, I got a house full of troubles, and I still got this room with a view. That's the best part. Got no pictures on my wall, just a ceiling above my head. Ain't got no carpet on my floor, no pillow on my bed. I've got a room. I got a room with a view. Yeah. I've got a house full of trouble and a room with a view of a blue. I said they're closing in on me. Yes, they are. These old walls, you know they're closing in on me. my icebox. Says I ain't got no cable, I ain't got nothing on TV. The ceiling is getting low, it's about to touch the floor. There the blues keep on knocking, knocking at my door. I've got a room, I've got a room with a view. I've got a house full of trouble and a room with a view of a blues. Somebody help me.
my God has done. Elder Dome, Elder Dome, Elder Dome, Elder Dome, the work he's almost done. See what my God has done. Thank you.
In Time of Need, Taryn Blanchard, A Tale of God's Will. From Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi, the CD God Don't Never Change, The Songs of Blind Willie Johnson, Keep Your Lamp Trimmed and Burning. We also heard Room with a View by Johnny Adams, and Irma Thomas at the top with Dr. Feelgood. The 36th Annual Chicago Blues Festival, which is free, is coming up June 7th through the 9th with musicians like Charlie Musselwhite, Ruthie Foster, and Bobby Rush performing. And Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival will be held in Dallas this year, September 20th and 21st. Bonnie Raitt, Derek Trucks, Jeff Beck, and Peter Frampton are some of the musicians, along with Eric Clapton, who are booked for it. Thanks for listening to The Blues on 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati and 88.5 WMUB Oxford. I'm Lee Hay.